research says this. It's not just my personal opinion. They're suggesting that, yeah, the ingredients in chocolate chip cookies triggers the same addictive response in the brain as cocaine and marijuana.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
A traditional chocolate chip cookie contains 2.5 teaspoons of sugar, which the study says induces some of the same responses as cocaine. As for the chocolate, it contains small amounts of a compound that triggers the same part of your brain as THC does for marijuana. The two ingredients together create a flavor that can double the addiction. So if you say, oh, I'm addicted to cookies, you're really not joking.
I believe it. I was around so many sweets throughout the weekend. Like, I went to get cupcakes, and then when I went to the pumpkin patch at the museum, there were so many sweets.
Did you have any?
Yeah, I had a cupcake. I had to do a cookie. That's why I work out, Joe. It's all about balance.
All right, well, at least one of us is working out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I know the airline correctly. Is it Croutons? It's an airline. They made history this
weekend.
Yes, I would like some croutons. No, it's Q-A-N-T-A-S. They made history after having the longest nonstop commercial flight from New York successfully to Sydney at touchdown yesterday morning. The flight from New York left at 9:27 p.m. on Saturday with 50 passengers on board. It was a Boeing 787-9. It landed in Sydney at 7:33 a.m. on Sunday. The flight was 19 hours and 16 minutes.
Wow.
What's the longest flight you've ever been on?
Well, I'm dying to go to Australia, New Zealand, and it's like a 21 plus hour flight. So that's why I'm like, oh, this is great news. I'm dying. The longest I've been, like, Spain and Italy, I would say.
Well, how long is that? Like, I went to Ireland once.
I'm trying to remember. I felt like
that was
12
like 10
hours.
Or 12 hours.
Yeah, like 12 hours. And it was long. It felt long.
I had to get up and walk.
Next,
I'm like, oh, I can't sit.
I'm doing the whole getting a bed, doing the whole thing. Like, hashtag worth it. If I'm flying 21 hours,
like, first
like
class?
One of those flights. Yes.
Dang.
In that case, it's worth it.
Use your airline miles for that one. Yeah, the plane traveled more than 10,000 miles without even refueling. I guess no other plane has ever done that. And I guess they even monitored passengers to make sure that they were healthy during that long flight.
I bet. That's incredible, though. A direct is the way to go.
I need to do that. We always do connecting.
Ew.
Ugh. Gotta save that money.
See, I travel
gotta
so...
Gotta save that money.
See, I travel so much, nothing is worth it for me. Plus the lost luggage, the stress. No way. Direct is where it's at. Well, if you travel more, you'll get it. You'll be like, this is not worth whatever, $100.
Having a beard may hurt your chances of landing a job. Not good news.
You're in trouble.
I know. Researchers asked 1,000 volunteers to judge the faces of dozens of men for potential employment opportunities. They found that people were less likely to hire men with beards because they feared the men lack warmth and the ability to get along with coworkers. Why is everybody nodding their head in the studio yes to that? Employers were more likely to hire men wearing ties or glasses.
Oh, yeah. I could totally see that.
Now I regret having my LASIK surgery. Dang it.
Have you ever worn a tie to work?
When I did, like, weddings, but I mean, that was a different line of work. But to this job, maybe to, like, one or two events, no.
No.
I don't know.
It would be weird, though, if you showed up every day. Like, we're in yoga pants and you're in a tie.
What can I say? That's my comfortability level right there. That's what I like. Let's wrap things up here. Major League Baseball. The Astros beat the Yankees on Saturday, 6-4.
Altuve has just sent the Astros to the World Series.
So awesome to watch that.
Yes.
Yep. They're going to be taking on the Nationals on Tuesday, so looking forward to that. NFL, a big AFC game. The Colts taking on the Texans. The Colts beat the Texans. It was a close one, though. 30-23, your final. That is Joe's need-to-know news. Man, I'm just still disappointed.
I love that picture of Verlander and Kate Upton running out to, like, give them hugs and kisses.
Yeah,
that was so
it's
cool.
Okay, honey. I see what I love. Like, I get all emotional. I love seeing little kids and all that run out there with their parents stuff. It's such a cool thing. So, and I love baseball, so I'm looking forward to seeing this matchup. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out at joemckenzie.com. All right, who's going to start off the week with the winning song of the day? We'll find out next. We'll give you the category. You get to vote and make your voice heard after Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus.